All right, guys, in today's episode, we really break down on a beginner's level what is wholesaling. And I think that's real essential if you haven't wholesaled a deal yet, you listen to this podcast. And then we get into a little bit of flipping tips and some private money tips. So that's today's episode. I hope you enjoy. Let's jump right in. Wholesaling is essentially getting a seller under contract on a property and selling it to a new buyer by assigning the contract that you already have written, signed, and important, sent to the title company. You assign that contract to a new buyer for a fee. That fee is your wholesaling fee. That's your profit. I've wholesaled deals. The most I've ever done was $32,000 profit. Most of the time, they're $2,500 to $7,000. Okay. Sometimes you can hit a home run. Whenever you do get a home run, it's important to take a note of this. We could talk about this later, but you could do something called a double closing instead of an assignment for contract. And the situation where you might want to do that is if you're going to make a lot of money and you don't want people to see that, because it'll freak them out sometimes. But typically, we're doing $2,500, $3,500, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000. It's a fee.
So I've never done a wholesale deal. So as far as me finding a deal and trying to get it done, is there certain information you put on that original contract saying maybe like it's able to be assigned or something? Yeah. But I've never done it.
In Louisiana, you don't have to. The law here is that I've been told by multiple attorneys that any real estate contract in Louisiana is assignable by default. But one way that you can assure is that when you write in the seller, so a lot of times we buy through our real estate company, Pink Piggy Investments is the name of the company. And if you write in the seller line, you write Pink Piggy Investments are assigns. So you might write Chris Fontenot are assigns. Now, I don't do that anymore because inside of my purchase agreement, it says in one of the line items that you agree and you understand that I might assign this contract. It says it in there. So the thing with real estate is disclose, disclose, disclose. Disclose everything you're doing. Don't ever try to hide anything and you'll never get in trouble. Just tell the truth. So what do I tell people? If I'm going to go buy a house that I think I might wholesale, this is what I tell the seller. I say, hey, I do three things with real estate. I rent properties, I flip properties, and sometimes I wholesale property to another investor. I make sure I say that in an email or a text as well, so I can always have it if I ever need it. It also says it in our purchase agreement. These are the things I do with properties. A lot of times they don't even ask you. But I have ran into situations where people were upset that we were wholesaling it. And we just have to say, look, it says it in our contract that we might assign this deal. And we told you we do three things with real estate. We flip, we rent, and we wholesale. We sell properties to other investors sometimes. This is a part of our business. Usually that really ends it. Like, I've never had anybody push real hard.
Yeah. Could you explain the process a little bit? So I obtain a contract from someone. Now it's assignable. Then when I find a buyer, what happens? Or what happens before that? So I go to the sell company as soon as I get the original purchase agreement signed. Can you just go step by step maybe on how that works?
Yeah, you get the purchase agreement signed. You get the deal under contract. You can't wholesale a deal that you don't have under contract. You can joint venture with someone else who's going to get the deal under contract. That's what me and Isaiah did. So Isaiah found a lead and he worked the lead. He called me and we would talk. He said, what do I tell him? I say, make this offer, make this offer. Finally, we made an offer that the guy said, okay, I'll do that. I then sent a purchase agreement and I sent a joint venture agreement to Isaiah that I was going to split the deal with him. Somebody has to have the deal under contract. As soon as I got that purchase agreement signed by the seller, I send it to the title company immediately. Why? Because I want them to open escrow. Why? Because if another wholesaler or investor comes along and tries to buy that same property, I want my title company to be able to say, hold on, James has got this already escrow opened on this. Now, if you have a reason to believe that there's a lot of people going after your property, you can file a memorandum in the court that basically puts any other title company on notice that you have this property under contract and they cannot sell it to someone else. And they cannot close title without clearing that. They have to get your permission. You can file that in the record. You can do it yourself. Your title company can do it for you. Either one. You can file a memorandum. A lot of times, if you're in a place where there's a lot of that wholesaling activity going on, you want to do that.
So what happens after that? I find my buyer, and then the buyer and I, like, who signs the contract? Where? I just kind of get confused being the middleman in this. Like, what?
Yeah, so I understand. So hopefully you already have a buyer, right? That's the way I teach it. That's the way I think you should do it. But what you're going to do is you're going to have a contract with the seller that is a purchase agreement. You're going to send that to the title company, and you're going to then send a contract to your buyer that is an assignment of the original contract. So it's a different contract. It's an assignment contract. And you're going to send that along with your original purchase agreement, and you're assigning your contract to the buyer for a fee. That's how you make money on it. That's not the only way to do it. There is another way. You could do a double closing. So when you do a double closing, you send just a purchase agreement to your buyer and you tell the title company, hey, I'm going to do a double closing on this. What happens in that regard is the title company, you will go in first, you will close with the first transaction. 5 minutes later, you're going to resell it to your end buyer. It's just two different files. It's done at the same time. What's the difference? An assignment contract costs you nothing. You just make the money. A double closing costs you closing costs. You got to pay for that. Have I done both? Yes. Why have I done a double closing? Well, if I was going to make $25,000, $30,000 on a deal and I didn't want my buyer to know how much money I was making, I'm willing to pay $1,500 to keep that secret.
Gotcha. I get wholesaling. I just never done a deal. So I didn't know the whole, like, you know, how the contracts worked.
Two different contracts. One is the purchase agreement. Then you assign that purchase agreement to your buyer with an assignment contract.
Got it.
You know, you could also, you technically could just send them another purchase agreement, tell the title company you're assigning it to them, and the title company can send them the documents that the title company wants. I've got to the point where I make the title company do a lot of this stuff because I'm like, no, y'all charging all this money. Y'all going to do something. Of course, I'll bring them a lot of business so they don't push back on me.
Can you make a profit if you invest in someone else's flip?
Yes. I have investors in every single flip I do, and they all make profit. Every flip I do. Every single one. All my flips are done with investment money. And sometimes some of our money, but we always have investment money in there, and they make a profit. I set up each lender a little bit different, but what I always shoot for is 8 to 12% simple interest only for 9 months with an option to extend. Most of my investors will do that. Some investors will only do 10% on the amount of money that they loan instead of simple interest. So if they're going to loan you $20,000, they want 10% in return. So $2,000 when you sell the house, for example. Some investors will take their money all at the end, and some investors want to get paid monthly on the interest. And I've got investors that do it both ways. So I've got an example would be right now, I've got an investor in one deal who loaned $20,000. She's going to get $2,000 at the end of the term. Her term is 3 months. I've got other investors that loan a couple hundred thousand, and they get paid monthly, simple interest note, interest only. So they get all their money back plus all the interest that they made during that time period. Any other questions?
How do you calculate the simple interest? What is simple interest?
10% divided by 12 months. Let me say one more thing about that, Alex. You can also set up lenders or investors on amortized notes. I do that a lot too. So when it's a house that I'm not flipping, so I have one that I bought on seller finance and an investor put up $30,000 into that deal. Now the investor on that deal is getting an amortized payment, principal and interest, every month with a five-year balloon. So again, everything's negotiable in real estate. And we call this, what we're trying to do, creative real estate investing, creative financing. So your mind and your imagination is your only limitation of how to put deals together.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you're ready to level up your real estate investing journey, go over to 90upchallenge.com. 90upchallenge.com, where we offer online courses, group coaching, and one-on-one coaching. We hope to see you there.